Hello everybody, he's alive, and today we're going to be thinking about friendships. After getting back from a conference the other week, I felt tired, but I knew I had things to do, you know, responsibilities I just couldn't avoid. So the next day I invited a friend round for lunch. She was in deep distress, but she seemed a bit cheered up after she'd left. Yet I found her state of mind troubling and a bit draining. Then our neighbour came round for tea, who has Alzheimer's, and I could tell that even in the short time of not seeing her, she'd gone downhill, and I found it harder to really talk with her. So as the evening went on, I just felt jaded and flat. But then my very close friend came in. We sat down, and slowly I unravelled. I just talked about my feelings and frustrations. We spent time sharing our hearts together, and I began to feel the load lifting off me in the most amazing way, and a lightness coming into my spirit, a feeling of warmth and joy that comes from the knowledge that someone so understands you. Now, I couldn't believe how different I felt when I went to bed that night, and so did she. You see, we all need friendships like that. And God knows that too. And one of the most precious things he's given us is our friendships. So we need to treasure those safe friendships and spend time nurturing them. But God too is the most caring of all friends. Does he feel distant to you? Well, he isn't. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Psalm 18 verse 24. There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may find mercy and grace to help us in time of need. Our struggles touch his heart. This is also his character, Psalm 25, verse 4. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. And the very well-known words that we know, Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He bears the load with us, and eases the weight from our shoulders. Talk to him. Allow his friendship, his deep understanding, to enfold you today. Remember, he doesn't want to treat you just like a servant. He calls you his friend. He's chosen you and me to be close to his heart today. So allow his friendship to refresh you.